Many of us feel a bit stuck, low energy. How do you unblock your potential and get to the next level of yourself? Let's go. Hello, my friend. Welcome back. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is officially a new year. And we've been thinking a lot here at Mindfulness about what that means for us. What does that mean for you? What do you want to do with yourself? Well, a lot of people want to do a lot of things, but they feel a bit blocked, a bit stuck. And they feel like, yeah, I probably could do more. I probably should do more. But how? So today, in today's podcast, we want to talk about how in 2024 or just any time of year, you don't have to wait till today, you can unblock your potential and really make sure that you are thriving and not just surviving. Like, what does that take? What are the next steps? And how can I do it? And if you don't already know me, my name is Mindful Masama. I'm here in the podcast for the past, it's almost 3 years now. Alhamdulillah. Big sister, big auntie for just so many of you, talking about the things that we Muslim women need to talk about with one another, get advice on, get support. And just really quick hit tips. If you come in here, if you're the first time, welcome, welcome. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. Welcome back to the family. Okay. So in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about something that has really affected me. And I have something I call the flashlight effect. And it kind of goes like this. I have family members and we sometimes go camping. It's a new thing. It's not something I thought I'd ever do in my life, if I could be completely honest, but we sometimes go camping as a family once or twice a year. It's this really big event. We get together and we feel really, really excited. There's this downside though, where after the sun goes down, you have to go outside and the only thing you can see, because it's pitch black in the middle of the mountains, is what's in front of your face with a flashlight. Now, some people go crazy on Amazon and get those ones that you put on your head. I don't know if you've seen those little flashlights that come out and you could just see like right in front of you. You don't have to hold the flashlight. Or sometimes you just use those old school flashlights and you hold them. But either way, when we go out there, I can't see more than a couple feet in front of me. Whatever is not in the sight of that flashlight, like I really honestly can't see. And, you know, what is in front of me is kind of like in the moment, I'm taking it as I go, right? Each next couple yards, like it's just as I go, whatever I can see. And life is kind of like that, right? Is it not? You can't see 5 years from now. You can't see 10 years from now, or even 3 months ahead or tomorrow. All you can see is today. There's a level of faith that we have as Muslims of, yeah, alhamdulillah, whatever's in front is qadr and it's meant to come. But it can be a little scary when you can't see something that's outside of that range. It's dark. It's scary. You're wondering what's going to happen to me next. And the fear of so many of us kind of cripples us and makes us feel like, I don't know if I can keep going. Now, the fact is, you might not have been taking action in the past. You might not. You might have been like, yeah, I know I'm supposed to do this stuff, but I haven't. Yeah, I'm sitting in my house right now. It's kind of a mess. Or, oh, my car really could be washed. Or, oh, I really should be like doing that thing I know I'm supposed to like research online. Or I'm supposed to go to the bank. Or I'm supposed to talk to this person. You might not have been doing that in the past, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. What matters is where you are right now and where you want to go. Stop stressing about the future, because we all know the future is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? But here's the thing. We also know as Muslims that dua and thinking well of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he mentions in the Quran, can help us get forward. The biggest problem is usually us lamenting over how much we just have messed it all up, right? And we hold ourselves down. And that can be a ton of things that happen next after that. Now, I want to throw something here interesting in the mix, ladies. If you're currently feeling like, oh, I'm just like the low energy and stuff like that, I get you, because a lot of people are talking about that. In Thrive recently, we had this, one of the sisters that comes on and does the health portion. Her name is Elizabeth. Shout out to Elizabeth. And she was talking about low energy. And I want to say, if this is connected, just a really quick, just insert here for your low energy, I want you to check your sleep. I want you to check your sleep patterns. Just this last weekend, actually right before the weekend, I turned to my husband on the couch maybe like a week ago, and I said, oh my goodness, I am exhausted and I just need a break. And he's looking at me. He's like, my husband is a very hardworking guy. He's like, a break for what? What do you need a break for? And I'm like, because it's a human thing. And I was feeling my body. And you know, it's funny, wintertime, everybody goes into goal planning. But how often do you feel like, I just need to rest? I just need to cuddle up in a blanket. If you're in the colder parts of the world, is what I mean. This is what happens to us. And just like, you know, drink soup or hot tea and just like do nothing. And you know what? It might not be you're lazy. It might be that your body's telling you it needs to rest because you're burning yourself out. That is a very different thing. So I wanted to throw that in here because if you're lacking sleep or you've burnt yourself out and you feel like your body needs to rest, maybe you do. So what happened is my husband was like, And about 2 days later, he turns to me. He's like, I have an idea. Let's go for a little winter trip and let's drive to, you know, this part of the US and we're going to do a little relaxing, a little extra sleeping, and a little playing with the kids. What do you think? Just everybody needs a little relax. And I said, yeah, that would be great. So we did. And we drove up into the mountains. And I know some of my team couldn't reach me. We do our best to communicate. And just for maybe 2 days, we literally would, you know, pray fajr, go back to sleep, put those blackout curtains in and sleep at least till 9. For us, that is luxurious. We're people who wake up at 5 and 6 every day. And then we would get up at 9, you know, whether it's you have, take breakfast with the kids or go to the gym. But we just took a slower pace, even just for the weekend. I know we don't have the luxury of taking a week off or 2 weeks or something, but just for the weekend. And we came back and we were like, you know what? What do you want to do? Took a nap in the middle of the day. Something was like luxurious to us. We even usually work on weekends sometimes. And well, you know, half the time. And so subhanAllah, for us, we're like, we're just going. And then the kids are like, what do you want? You want to go swimming? Let's go swimming. We knew it was cold. So we found these places with these indoor things. What is my point? My point is when I came back, oh my gosh, I felt so much better. I just needed to sleep a little. Not a lot, just a little. I just needed to listen to my body. So my insert here to you is, do you have to listen to your body? Could it be that your low energy or your lack of productivity or whatever is low-key burnout, or you just need better sleep? And that's the other thing I want to throw in there. People think you just need 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Some people do need 9 to 10. You know, our bodies are different. Also, our ages are different, right? So 20, 30, 40. As you age, your body changes as well. I learned mine needed more sleep as I got older. And when I was young, I could live on like 3 to 6 hours of sleep or 5. I was crazy. I could just like, I just never got tired. But now that's just not the case. And on top of that, we have to be intuitive and take care of our body. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I just want to throw that out there. Now, the fact that you haven't taken action, going back to that this whole time, it could be, I'm a little bit burnt out. It could be, but let's pretend that we're not going to stop there, because let's pretend you got 2 days of sleep or something like that. You took a day off or got a little rest, right? I want you to stop stressing about the future in general. Forget about all the success, the happiness, the joy, and the peace that you want for yourself in 1 year from now. I want you to focus instead on today. There's no other day but today right now. We're not promised tomorrow by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact that you haven't taken action this long doesn't matter. I want you not to think about that. What matters is you're here right now. And it's all about where you're going to go right now. All right. So the direction you're heading is more important than the speed you're going. So the first thing I want you to recognize is that what happened before doesn't matter. It's over. What happens now is what's important. The second thing is that how fast you're going is even right now. That'll be the next thing. Oh, but I'm not going fast enough right now. Just don't focus on that. We don't get points for speed, ladies. We get points for quality, quality of salah, right? We're not trying to breeze through salah really fast, breeze through dhikr really fast. We don't get points for speed. Oh, but I should be faster along in my career, my finances, my this. Things come down to the quality that you put into them. Even me, like I can tell you on the days, there are those days where you have to cook for the family or yourself, whatever. And it's just like you have no time. You just whip it together. And sometimes it works out. But most of the time for me, it's way lower quality food. way low quality success in whatever I'm doing because I just did it fast and I probably made some mistakes, probably burnt something a little bit, but it's okay because we got to go, you know? And so doing things better in a slower pace, doing less with more quality, I've learned over the years is just better. Now, the first, there's just basically three steps for you to take really good action. The first one is renew your intention and remember the deep purpose. Like, why am I doing this thing that I'm doing right now? Why am I getting up and cleaning this? Why am I getting up and going to work? Why am I getting up and cooking this thing? Why, like, everything we do is ibadah as Muslims. Why am I doing it? And just set that intention with Allah. You can get multiple reward for the simplest thing. I mean, there's no loss in that. There's only gain. Number two, you have to take action. The majority of us, we think too much about everything. We think about how we're going to fix our future. We think about how we're going to get, we think. Stop thinking. I'm not saying stop thinking, but you know what I mean? Don't just think. Do the next step. I'll talk in a second about what the next step could be. And then the last thing is track it in real time. We usually also just get started and then we don't like see what happens after that. We fly by the seat of our pants, right? And so if you focus on these three things, intention with that deep purpose, just taking action and tracking it, which is accountability, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says he loves the consistent deeds. I'm just making sure I'm doing things consistently. If you do these three things, I promise you, you're going to get going. But first, you have to know where you're going. So let's just talk about this for a minute. I want to talk to you about where you are and where you want to be. Because at the end of the day, if we don't know where we're going, how are we going to get there, right? I just went on this long winter trip with my husband. The first thing we did when we got in the car, what do you think it was? After we made sure we had all the kids, we had all the bags, we both said, where's the address? Let's punch it in the GPS. Why is punching the address in the GPS so critical? Well, how am I going to get there? So right now, where do you want to be? Now, don't think about every aspect of your life. That's too much. That's overwhelming. It's going to cripple you, make you not want to do anything. Instead, what I want you to do is just think of the very first destination you want to go. That sometimes takes prioritizing, right? I talk to women about that all the time. Lately, I've been doing some different videos or different things for women on productivity or goal setting because it's the new year, right? It's what everybody wants to think about. But at the end of the year, you have to prioritize first. Like, what's the most important thing? So for me, for example, let me tell you, like, I woke up this morning, alhamdulillah, like, before I leave for vacation, I always clean my house. It's something my mom taught me, which I'm grateful for, which is because when you come back, you want to walk into a clean house. It's a very different feeling than, oh my gosh, leave the place trash, just got to go. I just got to get on vacation and just leave. I've never done that in my life, only because I think of the example of my mom. So she said, you want to come home and you want to walk into a clean house after vacation, because after that relaxation, you don't want to come back to chaos and then like label your house as this back to the grind. You know, like you want to have like, oh, extended relaxation. It's mental ease, right? So I usually kill myself the last couple hours, to be honest, before I go out, because you know, it's like as mom, you never have time to do these extra things. So I just do whatever I got to do, wipe down the counters. And then my mom used to always say, well, you never also know, God forbid you never come back. And people have to pack up your house. Do you want them to come in to like your what do you call this? Your undergarments all over the house? Like, you know, who knows? So subhanAllah, it's true. I actually had that once. I was away in Spain. Something happened and they wouldn't let me in somewhere and I needed a document. And I had to ask a family member to break into my house because I hadn't left a key behind to get the document. And that was the one time I think I didn't clean as well as I wished I could. And I was like, oh, that was awkward. But now like nonstop, I did it today. I walked in after the trip and I was like, ah, my house is together. So alhamdulillah, you know, if your house is not together, I pushed for that one. It wasn't like it was easy. If your house is not together, that's usually my first step. You clear your immediate area. If it's cluttered and messy, it's gonna make you feel messed up. So like as soon as I do that, I notice I feel a little bit of less stress on my shoulders. So you might want to go there. So if it's about cleaning up your immediate area or your immediate paperwork, getting yourself together, I suggest don't overstepping that one. I think that one is really, really good. But the thing I want to talk to you about even more today is where you are right now and where you want to be. Because there's this gap of space in between of, you know, what you need to do to get there. And at the end of the day, here's how you're going to figure it out. Number one, what do I need to start doing immediately right now? What do I need to do immediately? So for me, for example, like I said, if I was like getting mentally overwhelmed, it might be to clean or clear my immediate area. If it's something about finances, it might mean I need to open up a book and start writing down where's my money going, as painful as that is for people, right? Thankfully, I think it's not going to Starbucks as much anymore. Has anybody noticed their bank account growing because they haven't been going to Starbucks because of Gaza? I know a lot of Muslim sisters are hooked on Starbucks, but I think this was a good cleansing for everyone. Alhamdulillah. And at the end of the day, if you think about first what I need to start doing, that's a good place. Another thing you need to think about, number two advice, is what do you need to stop doing? Because it could be like scrolling on your phone, wasting your time. All of us can think about how we've wasted time that way. I'm just giving, or I need to stop talking to that friend all day because she just like time sucks me, or I need to stop, you know, avoiding this thing, whatever it is. What do you need to start doing? We need to stop doing. And then what do you need to continue doing? I was talking to women lately because I have my weekly planner. And at the end of every week, what I do is I assess the week prior and I plan for the week ahead. A lot of you guys know, and I used to do this on a piece of paper and stick it in my planner because I never found a planner that would actually do that for me the way I want. But you guys know we couldn't take that anymore. My papers were like falling out into my bag. I'm like, God, that's personal stuff. God forbid it falls out in a random cafe, or I have sticky notes everywhere. They're falling off. I can't find one. It gets unstickable. It was just like, what's the point of being neat and productive if stuff is just flying all over the place? And I'm like, I sat down with myself. I said, what's the real problem here? And that's what you need to do in life. You need to say, what's the real problem? I said, well, the real problem is I don't actually have a planner that fits what I want to put in it. So I have to keep sticking in these extra papers and sticky notes everywhere. I take all these non-Muslim planners and then I try to fit my Muslim life into them. And then I realized I'm tired of that. If I could be fair, just like I'm tired of like seeing all this stuff on like emotional well-being out there that has Hindu influence and Buddhist influence. And I'm not against those people. I'm trying to say as a Muslim woman, those don't fit me. And then I have to sit there and sift out what's halal, what's not halal. And then it makes it just more work. Well, wouldn't it be easier if it was just made for me, tailored for me? And a lot of you guys know when we came out with the planner last week, that was why everybody got so excited about it, because it is exactly that. I don't have to compromise myself as a Muslim woman. Every day I open it up, it's already tailored for my success according to Islam, according to my ibadah, according to everything. And it's less for me to think about, and it's less papers for me to have, and I don't have to modify anything. That's the difference of that. So a lot of you guys have been asking me, because it didn't fully release yet. We did some giveaways. But maybe by today, tomorrow, it should be fully accessible. On Etsy it is right now. You can definitely go get the digital version. I'll put a link below. But on the printed version, even me, I don't even have a copy of my own. I'm like ordering it. Can't wait to start my new year and like ditch this other one I've been trying to make work, but it's just not. And I'm so excited to have a Muslima planner that's meant just for us. And I know a lot of you guys have got the digital version. You're telling me how much you love it, and we're so, so excited. Keep that feedback coming. And in Amazon, you'll be able to get the other one. But yeah, that's what I was doing. I was like tracking. What do I need to keep doing? So the first thing we said is we need to start doing. What do you need to stop doing? And what do you need to continue doing? Unless you sit with yourself. That's what I do on the week. And now you'll be able to do it too in the planner. And you can keep track of this. That's how you can get yourself out of that. But I want you to think the long game for a second. And this is really, really important. The long game is important because how many times have you grabbed something fast to eat? And you know it was like those guilty things like fries or chips or whatever, because I'm just hungry. And it's just like you ate all those calories, but then it wasn't fulfilling. It wasn't nutritionally like fulfilling for your body. And so you're hungry like an hour later. So the long game is this. The reality is changing your life is the same way. Our goals work the same way. Life can be easy now and hard later, or hard now and easy later. The choice is yours. And let me tell you what I mean by that. If you choose to do the easy, fast way now, that's fine. But later it's going to catch up with you. It goes for exercise. It goes for finance. It goes for cleaning. It goes for cooking. Doing the shortcuts, like, you know, when you clean up a little wipe up, it's not the same as things piling up under the couch, things piling up under or behind the fridge. It's just going to get grimy. So that day you have to actually move it months from now, because I've just done surface cleaning, it's going to be gross and hard. I'm just being honest, right? That's what happens sometimes in certain areas of people's lives. But when it comes down to your finance, it's the same. If I've been ignoring what's going on in my bank account, I've been ignoring where my money goes, I've been ignoring all the wasting of time, all the wasting of that. Then when you finally get to it, it's so much harder, as opposed to just biting the bullet and just taking the action and doing it now. And then it's easier later. I find for myself, that's what really helped me. In 2022, I think I told you, I did a YouTube video that I went and I did all these really hard things. I put all these really hard things in place because I wanted the next couple years to be easier. And it is. For me, it meant systems. Like, systems are really important. A lot of you guys know a lot of life balance is really, really hard for women. So one thing that I tell them is my biggest secret of why I'm able to do everything. It's not because I'm always motivated. It's not because of anything. It's I have systems. For example, even with my team, I have systems, right? Everybody meets each other at 8 a.m. every day. Everybody puts up stuff on the board by 9 a.m. every day. Everybody, like, it's a system. Everybody knows how it works. Even if I get sick tomorrow, the system would run on because everybody knows how it works. Do you have systems in your life that are regular ways things happen? Or do you just do things as you go? If you do things as you go, that's probably a reason why you're struggling. So many women had reached out to me in the past 2 years about that, to the point where we had to put it together in like a course, in a life balance course. And as soon as we did that, and as soon as we released that, women said, gosh, I didn't realize that I didn't have a system, or I had a system, but it was in the wrong season of my life. I was still using like my, what I did in my 20s and my 30s, or in my 30s and my 40s. And it doesn't work, ladies. That you have a new kid, you have a new move, you have a new situation, you have a new life circumstance. I was married, now I'm divorced. Don't use your same system. If you are and you find it's not working, it could be the system. So what I do is I genuinely teach women how to make a system that can be flexible. Like, you just make the system once instead of making a new system. Could you imagine how overwhelming that would be? So if you have one system and you could flex it depending on the different seasons of your life, that's what we do. If you want to also see any of this, what I'm talking about, you guys are always free to check out all the free resources, free classes. We have downloadables, anything that I mentioned today, www.mindful-muslima.com. We have all that on our site. But I want you to know that nothing is going to, you have a choice. Like, it's either you do it easy now and make it hard later for yourself, or hard now and easy later. But at the end of the day, it's these little things. And I want you to know there's a moment of choice before every action. It's an action to sit on the couch. It's a choice. Yeah, it is. You could get up or not, right? Eating healthy food is hard now, right? But you're going to be overweight later if you don't, right? Having difficult conversations to repair relationships, yeah, it might be hard now, but things will be easier later, right? When you don't get divorced, right? Having this discipline with my finances now would be hard, but then I can buy a car, I could buy a house if I did it. Like, you have to think ahead. Where is your motivation? Where is your grounding of doing things the right way? And honestly, if you do things the Islamic way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets you up for success. And the big risk is, I want you to imagine if you don't make that lifestyle change now, if you don't get organized, if you don't balance your life, if you don't do it the right way, plan the right way, what do you fear will happen in 5 years from now, 10 years from now? For me, for example, I was putting money into certain situations of, you know, really, really bad cars. Like, just, you know, I didn't have money, so I'd buy these, like, you know, really not good cars. And I get the cheap one, the cheap one, the cheap one, the cheap one. And then I was constantly buying new cars. And I realized, like, if I just, you know, took the bus for a while, took the train, saved my money, and then had a brand new car, that would last me a lot longer. So I did something like that, right? Or if I used to buy like a lot of really cheap clothes from, like, you know, these particular spots. And I realized if I just saved my money and got one or two quality pieces of jackets, you know, these, I have some of my jackets, they last me 10 years. I know that's crazy because, like, fashion forward, everybody switches out. I don't. I keep one or two that are like my go-to, like, have these boots my husband bought me. We went to Quebec, Canada. It was like my romantic time with him. And we were walking, and my my boots, again, were one of those cheap ones. I was in knee-deep snow and my feet were getting soaked. And I told my husband, oh my gosh, I'm freezing. And he's like, I'm going to do something for you. So he went and he bought me, and this is not a plug for this company, because I'm sure, like, you know, I'm not going to say the company. How about that? Because I don't even know if they're being promoted by Israel at this point, because God knows. But they're a really famous brand. And I got these boots and they were like $200. And my husband, I never, nuts, crazy nuts to spend that much money. We don't do it. But I have these boots for like 15 years. I'm not even playing. They're like the best boots in my life. And all I have to do is keep cleaning them, and because they're such good quality, and just keep swapping out the laces because they get a bit, like, you know, wear and tear. Great, greatest thing ever. And I would never buy anything else. So think about the long game. Think about why you need to do this now, because what is it going to allow you to do? Or what is it? And it's all about pain too. Think about the pain you're having right now, how hard it is for you every day. And I want you to think about how much easier it would be. Do you want the pain now that you're feeling to do the diet? Do you want the pain now to have the difficult relationship? Or do you want the pain of divorce? Or do you want the pain of always feeling sluggish and overweight? Which pain do you want? It comes down to that. And these are all choices, and you can do it. So don't think about what's happened in the past. Think about now. Take the three steps of action, you know, the three steps to get yourself to the next level, which is intention and then the deep reason. Just moving on to the next action. We talked about how to figure out what your next action is, what I need to start doing, stop doing, continue doing. And then life can be easier right now. It'll be hard a little bit right now too, but at least you're on the pathway to better. You're not still going to stay where you are. Does that make sense? I hope that helped, ladies, and I will talk to you in the next one. If you want links or access to anything I mentioned, don't forget to go to our website, www.mindful-muslima.com. If you go to the resources section, you will see all of our free downloadables and all of our ebooks, our digital books or print books. And if you go to the classes and courses page, you're going to find a ton of free classes or courses. And I hope those help. I will see you in the next one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.